Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud in Masechas Gittin. I'm learning this with the Talmidim from the Tivariyeh in the Nazir room. For those of you who don't know what the Nazir room is, I'll leave it as an interesting mystery. But normally, in the past, we kept a tally of what daf we're up to in Shas. We lost track of that tally because we're a little bit ahead of the world, but I think the world's going to catch up with us shortly. And then we'll announce exactly what daf we're up to, Be'ezer Hashem and Shas. Either way, we are up to daf Tes Amud Beis, and our daf Yud, is going to be discussing the halachos of Ashtar Shichur, the parallels between Ashtar Shichur of an Eved as well as an Isha. We had learned that there are three or four things that Ashtar Shichur have similar to an Isha, and the Gemara had asked that there was a third, and that is that both Shtar Shichur and Shtar Isha don't work after Misa, but other Kinyanim do work after Misa, and we're going to pick up, the fourth is discussed as our Gemara will pick up, and then we are going to discuss the halachos of Gitin and shtaros that were done in a way that might be problematic, and that is arkos, when it's done in karkos. And we will also then have a new Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph discussing gitim that have eid psulim. What is going to be the status of gitim that have an eid kusi, which will the Gemara will then get involved with the halachos of kusi, as well as eid kusi, as well. And finally, we will begin on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, the halachos of a get ba'arkos shalgoyim. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up where we had left off yesterday, maybe even going back a little bit further to where we had left off. The Gemara by the two dots, maybe we'll do all the way back up to the two dots, halfway through Tesam and Beis, that we said that there were three or four things that Gitei Narshim are parallel to Shechur Ebonim. Ask the Gemara V'su Lekha, there's another case. Va'ika, Ha'imer Tnu Getzel Ishtu Shtar Shechur Zel Avdi Umeis Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa. That there is a Get La'achar Misa that is not acceptable. However, Tnu Mana L'Plani Umeis Yitnu La'achar Misa. So that we see that here, Shtar Shechur and Get are the same thing. Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani Milsa Deleise B'Shtaris. Milsa Deise B'Shtaris Loik Tani. When do we mention that in our Mishnah, in other words, the previous Mishnah that we had on Daf Tes, that Shechuri Avadim and Gitin Hashem are the same things? Those are halachos that are unique to Shechuri Avadim and Gitin. However, when it comes to those things that are different, Lo Katani. Deshalach Rav Mishmei to Rabbi Avo, as Ravin sent in the name Rabbi Avo, Havi Yodim, Shishalach Rabbi Lazo, Gol Mishim Rabbeinu, Shchimera. This halacha that we just learned in regards to Achar Misa, Shchimera Sha'amar, Kisvu, Tnu Mana Leploni, Umeis, Ein kosa nostin shem lo gam la aknaso ela bishtar ve ein shtar la achar misa. So this halacha that it doesn't work when it comes to shtar la achar misa, we learned that if a shchimera says kisvu utnu, the emphasis over here is kisvu. If he says kisvu, so then the halacha is that it doesn't work la achar misa. So therefore, when it comes to the halacha of la achar misa, we don't mention it because it's not unique to Shechur Avadim Gitei Nashim, but it also applies to other shtaros as well. Period. Ask the Gemara Vayika Lishma, but what about the halacha Lishma that when it comes to Shechur Avadim and Gitei Nashim, both of them required to be Lishma? Says the Gemara Bishleim al Rabba. I have an easy answer according to Rabba. Hainu Molech HaMevi. We also learned that Molech HaMevi are the same thing. El Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, it's going to be difficult because according to Rava, the halacha Molech HaMevi has nothing to do with Lishma. According to Rava, it has to do with Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. So therefore, according to Rabbi, you could say when you mention Molech HaMevi, by definition you're telling us Halacha L'Shma, because the only reason you have to find Nechta by Molech HaMevi is due to L'Shma. But according to Rava, it's not due to the requirement of L'Shma, it's due to Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. So L'Shma is a separate Halacha, and therefore it should be in the list. V'su in another Kasha, Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rava, Ha'ika Mechuber. What about the requirement that both of them have to be written on an item that's detached from the ground? Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani Psul Drabban, Daraisa Lok Tani. We're only mentioning in our Mishnah Psule Drabban, not Psule Daraisa. It's from the beginning of our Masechta says that the Tana often starts with those things that are Chavivale, and Befayanechtam is a Din Drabban that's Chavivale. So I will continue on Daftal Tesam and Aleph. That's Chavivale Dine Drabban. And that's what he continues. Ask the Gemara of our Kol Shel Akum, the Psule Daraisa. One of our things was our Kol Shel Akum. And that's a Psule Daraisa. Uktani. And that is one of our examples of the three. We saw in the last two words on Tesam and Aleph, going on to the top of the base, that Dalachi is, and when it comes to our coast, that we also learned our coast, Shal Akmar, are going to be kosher for most staros, except for Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. So that's a Din Daraisa. Uktani answers the Gemara, really, we're not talking about a Psul Daraisa. Why are we not talking about Psul Daraisa? Be'edim Misiruk Rebbe Lazar. We're talking about a shtar that was given over with Eidim Misiruk, according to Rebbe Lazar. It'll be Karsher Min HaTorah, even without the Chosmeim of the Akum. To Amar Eidim Misiruk Karsi, because it's well known the Shita Rebbe Lazar holds Eidim Misiruk Karsi. So what do we see? We see that the only Chash is going to be a Chash Midrabbanan. What type of chash midrabbanan? If, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's going to be kosher. So Rashi tells us, five lines from the bottom, that the psul over here is a psul of mizuyav mitocha. That you're giving over a shtar that seems to be entirely pasul. Your shtar with edim that are normally pasul. So somebody who's going to see it will say, wait a second, this shtar is no good. The Gemara tells us in a few places, the psul mizuyav mitocha is there are times, that even according to Rabbi Lazar, says the Gemara, daf dalid amid alf, that even according to Rabbi Lazar, if you have a shtar that was given appropriately with Mesira, but if it's Mizuyef Mitocho, if there's some chash that if somebody would look at the get and say, wow, this is a get that's awful, it's not a get kosher, so then Rabbi Lazar would say that Modi Rabbi Lazar Mizuyef Mitocho, says the Gemara, that it's possible. So too over here, if you would have no Eidim, beautiful, Mahadrin, no problem. But the problem now is that you've got Eidim Psulim. Now there is a very important line that Rashi says over here, four lines on the bottom, that the reason the Pasul Midrabanan is Gzera Dilma'asim Mishmachalaya below Eidim Mesira. It's Gzera Midrabanan without Eidim Mesira. Zochet to hear from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. It's painful to say Zatzal. To hear from him, I'm learning now with Yosef Kramer, his father is a Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein, so it's a Qum of Shalshelos HaMesira. So I was Zochet to hear when I was not Zochet to be a Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein, but he used to come because I never learned in Eretz Yisrael for extended period of time except for one Elul in Mir Yeshiva, but I never learned for extended period of time. When I was in Yeshiva, Sarban Yitzchak Khan and YU, Rav Lichtenstein every once in a while would come when he was recruiting, fundraising, and so on, so he would come and say shiurim in New York. I was always makpid to try to hear all of his shiurim. So I shared with the Talmidim when we learned that Beis Be'iyun, that Rav Lichtenstein asked that there's a stira between this Rashi and Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say that Mizuyef Mitocho is not only a gzeira, but rather there's a psul sheker in the shtar itself, even according to Rebbe Eliezer. And there it's talking about shar shtaros. So Rav Lichtenstein went on to be Masber, as we quoted in the Shiurim, I even made a photocopy of the notes for the Talmidim, what the difference is between that sugya, Mizuyef Mitocho, that there it's a psul be'etzem, that will become a psul daraisa according to Rabbi Eliezer, and over here it's only a gzeira of Dilma Aslam Mislach. What's the difference between Gittin and Shar Shtaros? Nachzor le'inyanenu, either way there's a psul of Mizuyef Mitocha. V'hamid iktani seva, then we learn the seifa, says the Gemara, you want to tell me that our case is only Echshash Midrabban? Reb Shimon Omer af eluk sherim. Reb Shimon says that these also are going to be kosher. Gitei nashim ar ksherim, b'chos min avodei kacham, that's the shita of Reb Shimon. V'amar Reb Zerin, Reb Zerin explained, yorid Reb Shimon l'shitas l'shir Reb Elazar. Reb Shimon was following l'shita Reb Elazar, da'amar eidim mesira karsi, who says that all you need are eidim mesira. Michlal de Tanakama, savar, lo. So the Tanakama would seem to disagree. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Michlal de Tanakama, savar, lo karsi eidim mesira, el dechasima. So then according to the Tanakama, it's not only a psul derabanan, but if you're going to have goyish chasimis, and you all like Rebbe Meir, then that's going to be a psul daraisa. Ele dechasim psul daraisi? Question mark. And for the hele gigimare, tapa yudam and alf ika beinayu shemos muvhakim. Explains Rashi that really over here what we're talking about is only a psul darabana, not a psul daraisa. Both the Tanakama as well as the later shita that we had, Rabbi Shimon, are assuming according to that we're working within Rabbi Eliezer, Eidim Asira Karsi. And therefore, all the problems of Goyish Ashtaros are only going to be a psul Derabbanan. Aye. So then what's the machlokis? So the machlokis over here is Shemos Mufakim. Rashi explains over there, I'm going to speak out the Rashi, what happens if you have a name that's a obviously Gentile type, a Gentile name. A name that's clearly Gentile. So what's the halacha? So then it could be that in such a case, the halacha is going to be different where there's Shemos She'enim of Hakim. Says Rashi, Klamatana kam b'shitas Reb Lozer koi, umedarbanu paslin, dil masa mismach achasumin, ulamos rebifneim. We're afraid that people are going to end up relying on shtaros with these chasimis. V'asa Reb Shimon lemeimar, and Reb Shimon comes along and says, im Shemos mufakim da akum hein, she'in Yisrael nekron bosa Shemos, everybody knows that these are goyish chasimis. So then, in such a case, they'll never make a mistake. However, if we're talking about names that's not obvious that's goyim, so then people are going to look at it and then say, "Oh, it's kosher. It's kosher." I don't know. Are there any Gentiles with name Seltzer? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Kramer, I think. Wait, there was a quarterback by name Kramer, no? Yeah, so there are goyim who might be. I don't know, Eisenstein. I'm not sure if there are any goyim with the name Eisenstein. Maybe. Oh yeah, of course there was. There was a Russian film director, Sergei Eisenstein, a very famous. You guys, you don't know the arts.
There's a whole website of famous John Seltzer.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so there you go. So nowadays there are almost no Shemos, there are no Shemos Malkin. That's why I don't call you John Seltzer, I call you Chaim Seltzer. Okay, so now that's why by us, we don't really have Shemos. Many of the Jewish names are also Goyish names. But then there are names that are, I guess, entirely Gentile. O'Malley. So Peter O'Malley used to be the owner of the LA Dodgers. So in such a case, and maybe then the halacha is that then that's Shemos Mufakim, then you're not going to be confused. But Eisenstein, Seltzer, and so on, if there was a Goy with that name, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that those Goyim are going to be possibly Asal Mismachalai. That's what Reb Shimon is coming along to say. But really, the Psulim over here are only Derabanan, they're not Daraisa. Ask the Gemara, V'gaha Chazara Daraisa. Uktani. I'm going to get an email from somebody. Sergei Eisenstein was Jewish. Peter O'Malley was Jewish. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. At least if I know what the Gemara is going on, I got a beautiful email from a 13-year-old who listens to the shiurim. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? V'chazara d'araisa uktani. But isn't chazara that we learned, what are we talking about chazara? That the halacha about whether someone could be chozer when they promise that they're going to give something. That's a din d'oraisa. El kik tani milsa d'leisa b'kedushin. So how are we going to go back to the fact that there are some cases we mention and there are some cases we don't? And why don't we mention the case of shchiv mirah and so on and so forth? Says the Gemara, kik tani milsa d'leisa b'kedushin. Milsa d'isa b'kedushin. Loktani. Those things that exist with Kedushin, about Chozer, that we don't mention. So explains Rashi the following. El Kiktani Milsa Delesa Bikedushin. Klomar, Kipar Chino Le'il. This is what we learned earlier. Ha'ikar Mechubar Ulishma. What about the case of Mechubar Ulishma? Why weren't those mentioned in the Mishnah? Again, what do we mean? Let's remind ourselves. Cases that apply both to Shechuri Avadim and Gitei Mashim. So the answer is, we don't mention Psulei Derabbanan. But the Gemara says, but we did have mentioned by Chazara. Ela Eima Milsa D'Isa B'Kedushin Lo K'tani. Those halachos that apply Kedushin, that we don't mention. Kigon L'Shma U'Mechuber Isa Nami V'Shtari Kedushin. Those halachos apply to Kedushin. What would the Svara be? So first of all, we have to learn this B'Yun. Chaim has to stick around to learn it B'Yun. We don't want him. All right, so I'll leave it alone. So the halacha is like this, that the by Shtari Kedushin, what? Shtari Kedushin is going to be not mentioned. Why? So we'll have to learn Biyun. But maybe Pashup Shad is as follows, that when it comes to Kedushin, we have a whole Masechta that we're going to learn the halachos. So when we're talking about Masechas Gittin, we're only talking about Masechas Gittin. Mir Tzashem Daf Yomi, in a few months we're going to get to Kedushin. So then they'll tell us the other sets of halachos. But when we're talking about Gittin and Avadim, we're talking about those halachos that are unique to Avadim. We have to see even if that pshat stands up. Asks the Gemara, "Va Chazar Gufa Isa be Kedushin?" But the case of Chazar does exist in Kedushin. Rashi explains on the first wide line that when it comes to a case where he sends a shtar Kedushin to his wife and then he backs out, so there are halachos that apply. Answers the Gemara, "Bishlichus." I'm sorry, "Va Chazar Gufa Isa Kedushin Bishlichus." So Gemara says, "Bal Karcha de Begerishin Isa." When it comes to Gerushin, it only works. It'll work also Bal Karcha. Ubi Kedushin less up. But when it comes to Kedushin, it won't. This halacha will not apply. By the way, the comma you put, I might put it in the wrong place. Bishlichus Bal Karcha de Gerushin Isa, ubi Kedushin lesa. Shlichus, when it comes to Gerushin, works Bal Karcha, and it doesn't when it comes to Kedushin. So there are two different categories. And we learned the category of Kedushin we're not discussing. We're only discussing category Gerushin. It's enough to be considered an entirely different category because Shlichus by Gerushin is Bal Karcha. We begin a new Mishnah, 6 lines from the top, called Get Sheishol of a Kusi Pasul. Any get that has a Kusi on it. A Kusi is a Kuthian. The Gemara has a discussion in Yevamos and Ksubis whether Kusi is Ger Emes or Gerei Arias, very good, Shmuel. Gerei Emes and Gerei Arias. Do we accept them as entirely full Jews? So our Gemara is going to have to struggle how we're assuming over here whether these Kuthians that came from the north of Eretz Yisrael, whether they were ever truly Mekabel Gerus, whether they're Gerei Emes or Gerei Arias, as described in the third parak in Ksubis. But the halacha over here is that they're posel. Explains Rashi that we're choshesh that they're edel sheker. A simple reading of the Mishnah and Rashi would be that we assume they're Gerei Emes, but that they're not goyim, right? They're a separate category than goyim. But we're choshesh that they don't tell the truth. All right, yesh lodun, and we'll see if the Gemara is going to bring that up. But let's get back to Mishnah. Kol get sheish lo eight kusi pasul. Chutz migitei nashim shechure avadim. Except gitei nashim shechure avadim. For some reason, the halacha is that they are going to be kosher. Now, of course, what would we go to explain why Rashi says bigmar mefarish? But those of us who are zochet learn gitei be, and let's just suggest the svara. Simple svara might be that if we're talking within Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, you could say eidim asira karsi. The Gemara is going to say that that's not so straightforward at all, and we will see the Gemara. Ma'aseh shevi'i lefnei Rabbi Gamliel k'far u'tunai get isha v'yod eid of eidei kusim v'echshir. Rabbi Gamliel was machshir such again. Mani ma'aseh like Tanakam v'lo lozor v'lo Gamliel. Asks the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be not like Tanakam nor like Rabbi Lazar nor Bishim Gamliel. This Sanya we learned in a Brisa. This Brisa appears in Kedushin. I involve him at Aleph. Matzas kusi. What happens if a kusi makes the matzah? So here, once again, the Gemara, Rashi and the Gemara ignore the big discussion in Ksubis of Kusi Gerei Emes or Gerei Arayos, but they focus on another issue, and that is, do we trust the Kusi to make good matzah? Just like similarly today, would you trust someone who learned who went to a conservative seminary to make the matzah? Maybe they don't follow all the Hilchos Chametz, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it's not something we're happy about. We don't feel happy about from the Pew survey that the Orthodoxy is thriving and everybody else is not. It's a proof that we have the MS and that the Mesorah lasts through us. But we don't gloat over it, chasically. We're not happy to say that there's a Jew out there that we can't trust for Hilchos Chametz. But that's the halacha. Even if a Kusi is a Gerei Emes, we don't trust them, says Rashi, because we're afraid that they're not going to be careful in Chametz. Their smicha program is not a good smicha program. So matzas kusi muteres v'adam yotzim yidei chavasu v'pesach. Rabbi Lazar oiser l'fish ein bekim be'dik duke mitzvahs. So Tanakam says no problem. Rabbi Lazar says they have a bad smicha program. B'shem Gamliel oimer kol mitzvah shechzut kebal kusim harbe midagdikim b'yayis nisrah. B'shem Gamliel says they're a thorn in our side. Because what the mitzvahs that they keep in their smicha program, they actually do better than we ourselves. That's an interesting thing. Sometimes you have someone who's not religious and 50%, but the 50% they're religious on, they're even better than us. That's a big mussar for us. That's a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call for us. Dai b'chachma b'remiza. So the Gemara says, "Kol mitzvah shetzlik b'ach kusim harbim dagim b'as Yisrael." Mani. So now, who is our mission going to go according to? Itanakama afilu shar shtam esnam. If we're going to follow the Tanakama, who says kusim are fine, they're dandy. So then, why can't you use a kusi in our mishnah for shar shtars? E Rebbe Lazar, who says they're terrible. Afilu gedisha namilo. So then, it shouldn't be kosher gedisha. V'irab shem gamliel e. If we're talking about that we believe these kusim, their honest goodness to people, so then in such a case, then the halacha should be we should trust them sharshas. And if they're not honest to goodness, then it shouldn't even work for get isha. He maybe we're following the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel that they're very frum when it comes to hilchos gitin and shtaros. However, they're not very frum when it comes to sharshas. You have these people. They're very makbid from a hadron ashkakas, and they'll go only to best bezdin. When it comes to gerishim, when it comes to money manners, they're a bunch of liars, a bunch of crooks. I don't know what to say if someone's listening to Daf Yomi Shir in prison. I don't know what to say. But you know that there are people who are learning Daf Yomi in prison today. I'm very conflicted about it. On the other hand, the person calls to do tshuva. Malkum shabali tshuva ma'omdim me'nacherim omdim. Maybe that's also important. Says the Gemara, Yihachi ma'ir yechad afilu trei nami. If that would be so, then what about even one Yihachi ma'ir yechad? Why didn't our Mishnah say only one person afilu trei nami? Even if you have two kusim as well, it should be acceptable. Allah ma'amar Rabbi Lazar lo shirubo elei echa kusi bilvat. So nothing makes any sense. Now we ask, but why only one eight kusi? If we're going to say the eight kusi is someone who is one of this schizophrenic, he's religious when it comes to he eats mahadran food, but he steals money from people. So if that's what we're talking about, so if he's religious, so we should allow two of these religious people on a get, even if we're not going to accept them from shar shtavs. And for day look at Gemara Loilam Rebbe Lazar. Really, we find the opinion Rebbe Lazar going to chasim Yisrael. Libisof. And a Yisrael is the second sign E. Dilav the kusi chaveru, because if the first kusi wasn't a good chaver, that term we know chaver means someone who's trustworthy even for trumas and maestras. So this Jew knows him, he's his neighbor, he knows he's great. Lo machtim like kameh, he wouldn't have signed in for below him. Iachi afilu shar sharis nami. Then, and if that halacha should be so, if you see that there is a good fellow who signs underneath the kusi, then we should trust him. By the way, again, our Gemara here seems to be assuming that the kusi is a halachic Jew. The question is whether he's an honest person. Elo amrinam rav chasharik leman dekashish minei. No, you know what happens? He signed second. Rav Ami Merzel Shlita, when he signed the Prusbel this year, when we were signing the Prusbel, so Rav Ami was, even when he signed the first time on the Prusbel, he put his name on the bottom because he wanted to make himself lower than the other Rabbanim that were signing. So there is a precedent for such a thing. And that is that someone who perceived himself as being lower, Ivanivus, so he puts his name all the way on the bottom. That's this Gemara over here. When the Gemara says, Rav Chashofik, he left an empty place, Reman Dikashish Menei, for someone who is greater than him. So Achanami, so that was a symbol of Anava. So now we're afraid that someone who was an Anav like that was going to do what? He's gonna leave a place, and he thought that the Baal is gonna get a good kosher eight for saying I had no reason to believe he was in the base measure to vary. But no reason to believe that there was gonna be someone who was going to be possible. But turns out they had that eight kusi. So it asks the Gemara. That's Gemara's stats. Amrinan, our shash is Rav Chashal command the kosher minei by shar shars. Ask the Gemara Hachanami if that's true even by get. You should be concerned. Rav Chashal command the kosher minei. Question mark? Amar Papa and for daily Gemara Zay Sameres. Eide Aget in Ches Min Zeh Beloy Zeh. That's why when it comes to Gittin, it's different than Shar Shtars. When it's Shar Shtars, like Rav Ami did, he left space above, and then you have the Chashash at the Eight Kusi is going to sign above. But by Get, that halacha is in Ches Min Zeh Beloy Zeh. that you never could have Edom sign without both of them being around. So therefore, even if he left place for a person above, he knew that the Ekusi was signing above, and he knew that the Ekusi was kosher. My time up. What's the reason that when it comes to get, we have a rule, Ein Ches Min Zeh B'lei Zeh? Amar Ravashi Gzeira Mishum Kulchem. Ravashi says that it's a Gzeira, that we're afraid of Kulchem. Kulchem is the sugi as Rashi describes over here in the Bar Maschil. Zos. No, Gzeira Mishum Kulchem. Rashi describes is from Daf Samach Vav Amar Beit. That if a person says to 10 people, Kulchem, all of you give a get to my wife, Salachi is that one of them writes and all the other has to sign. So if you're going to have Kulchem, so then Salachi is all of them need to sign. So we made a low plug and we said every time you have people signing, you have all of them together. Because this way, whenever one is going to sign, they're going to make sure that the others are going to sign with them. I can't be signing alone. He said, Kulchem, all of you. So you can't go like the way they collect signatures here in Eretz Yisrael. They go to this Rav and to that Rav, to that Rav. All of them are going to have to sign it at once. The picture, when the picture is, they Photoshop the picture as if they're all together at once, right? But the halacha would be that you can't go and get one signature from the next. You need to have all of the signatures together. Gufam Rabbi Lazar Leichshir by El Eidech Akusi Bovat. The halacha is that only time it's going to be kosher is if you have one Akusi. My Kamash Malon asks Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Tanina Kol Get Sheishal Akusi Pasul. That any get that has an aid kusi is going to be pasul. Rashi explains that this raya at first glance doesn't make any sense. You need Rashi. That's why I stopped for a moment. I even turned off the recorder. Rashi explains that over here we're talking about when we say Tanina, the actual Kasha comes from the Seifa. When we read Tanina back into the Gemara, Tanina kol get sheishal av ekusi pasul v'chule. So Rashi explains, chutz mi gitei nashim. So we learned that the halacha is that by gitei nashim, an eid kusi is kosher. So what is Rebbe Lazar coming to be chadish? We already learned that. Answers the Gemara. Im mas nisan, if we had only learned from the Mishnah Havamina filu trei nami, that even two eid kusi are kosher. Vahidik tani chadnis, that says one, mishum de b'shtaros. It's only because that we want to tell the halach of shtaros. Afilu chad nami lo. That even one's also possible. Kamash melon. So that's the chidush. So that's why we have those both those cases. Asks the Gemara, trei lo. But what's the problem with two Eidei Kusi? Vaktani, we didn't even learn a story that two Eidei Kusi are kosher. Ma'aseh v'viyu lefnei Rebbe Gamliel k'faru tunai. We learned in our Mishnah, brought to Rebbe Gamliel by k'faru tunai, get isha v'ayu, Eidei v'Eidim Kusi v'ich, sheer question mark. So how could we say that the halach is that everybody agrees Eidei Kusim, Eid Kusi alone, one is going to be kosher, but two are going to be possible. But Rebbe Gamliel at least was machshir. Amar Abaye tana Eido. You're right. According to this opinion, you're going to have to say that there was one aid, not valya aidov aidei kusim, but aido aidei kusim. Rav Amar Lolam Trei. Rav Gamliel Miflag Polig V'Chisurim Mechzer V'Achiktani. You have to put more into our mission than we have. That the mission reads as following: Rav Gamliel Machshir B'Shnayim. Rav Gamliel was Machshir with two aidei kusim. U'Maisa Nami Shevila Frem Rav Gamliel Kfar Tonight Get Ishav Valya Aidov. So what will come out is there is a discussion whether Rebbe Gamliel or any other opinion allows more than one aid kusi to be kosher. There are two deos of what Rebbe Gamliel held as far as whether two aid kusi are going to be kosher or not. When we'd be learning Be'in, we would have to discuss what's the Nekudas HaBachlok, because if you say even two aid kusi are kosher, that would be necessary. What's the Nekudas HaBachlok is? Says the next Mishnah. Kol Ashtaros, I'm holding back, don't worry. Kol Ashtaros, Olam Bar Kol Shel Akum. Afal Pi Shechosmeim Ovdei Kochavim Kshem Chutz Megitei Noshim Vashir Echurei Avadim. All Ashtaros that are done in secular courts, even if there are Gentiles that sign on it, they're kosher except for Get and Shir Echurei Avadim. We're going to have an explanation in our Gemara that even though normally only a Yisrael is kosher to be an aid, but with one of the simplest explanations is the opinion of Shmuel to say that this is halach of Dina de Malchus Adina. That if the rule in the kingdom is that this is a kosher check, then even if someone who's not kosher to be an aid could serve as a signee on the check. It could very well be that that's part of the halachas of checks today. The question is whether a check is a shtar. That's an interesting question. Reb Shimon Omer, af eluk sherim. Reb Shimon says that even these are kosher. for even these are kosher. In other words, that Ovde Kochavim are going to be kosher even for Shechuri Avadim and Gitei Nashim. Lo Huskru El Bezman Shenasu Behedyut. Rashi explains, Lo Huskru Beis HaMedrash Lifsal, the only time that we said that a Goy is going to be Pasul is if it's done in by simple people. In other words, not done by our kos. But once it's done by our kos, so goyim, secular courts. Now there's a separate Isur to go, to say Isur d'oraisa, that in Shulchan Aruch they go on and on and on, how terrible it is to go, if there's a disagreement between two Jewish litigants, to go to a secular court is a terrible, terrible aver. The Gemara says, if you're noteya atzei asheira, by the Beis HaMedrash. But here is a different halacha, and that is that if it's the way of commerce, so then in such a case, our kos are going to be acceptable as a binding financial transaction, as a binding halachic jurisprudence. Absolutely not. Binding jurisprudence, it's not. But the financial transaction, that would be acceptable according to Rabbi Shimon. And not in here, Rabbi Shimon goes even further. Rabbi Shimon says a wild chiddush, and Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying that for Gittin as well, since it's the way of the land, then the arkos are also going to be acceptable. That we have to discuss how that could be, because that's a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara will bring that up. Kapasik Vitani says the Gemara, Loshna Mecher, Loshna Mechtana. It seems that this halacha applies whether we're dealing with sales or we're dealing with matana. Especially Mecher, Mikiyov, Zuzi Kamayu. If you're going to say that the kinyan is binding alone, in other words, you did with Reuven did with Shimon a kinyan, and then they want a shtar to be written as a raya ba'almu. So then, as a raya work, what we have to do in Niyun, we'd have to understand how could you put up with a bad shtar for raya if it's not a kosher shtar, it's not a kosher shtar. Okay, I want to hear what you have to say sometime. Dilo yov zuzi kamayu lo admaru nafshi v'kasvun le'shtara, because he never, with a Jew, Reuven would have never written such a shtar to Shimon if he wasn't serious. El matana v'maika kani. How? What's the kinyan work if you're using it as a shtar kinyan? This introduces us to, in the Daf Yomi, to Yisod, that we spend a lot of time already in Iyun, only on Daf Hey. We already spent a lot of time discussing the difference between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. But this is the first time in the Daf Yomi that we have a difference between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya in Gittin, and that is that we see that Shtar Kinyan, the Gemara is very much bothered that the Shtar is what creates the Kinyan. Bahai Shtara, Hai. Bahai Shtara Chatzba Ba'amu. It's a shard. It's a piece of pottery. It's worth zero. Zilch. Pasul Eidim. It's a zero. If it's a shtar raya, then maybe that first shtar raya for some reason is going to be enough that we'd have to be masber bi'iyun. But shtar kinyan for sure won't work. Amar Shmuel, as we said before, din de malchus adina. My father is a big bucky in the halachas of din de malchus adina. In fact, my bar mitzvah drasha was on din de malchus adina. Shmuel taught din de malchus adina. Shmuel is very, very important because we pass like Shmuel by mamonos. V'ibayseima tani chutz megitei nashim. So that's one teretz that we're talking about din de malchus adina. Or we learned chutz mikigitei nashim. Not only is gitei nashim possible with the arkos, but anything that resembles it. What resembles? This has to do with what we discussed in Iyun, that Gittin might be a Shtar Kinyan, so anything that resembles Shtar Kinyan, in Iyun we discussed, the Tzai Sachleish and Sinan Reish says that Gittin is not a Kinyan, Ayin Shom. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Gittin.